You're in New Zealand squad announced today and you're back in it. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years now since I've been with the team. You know, always exciting to play for your country and especially that Tall Black culture, to get back into it and immerse myself and be a part of it again. You know, final decision on the team still to be made, but I'm hopeful and hopefully get the call up and really looking forward to it.
How much contact have you had with the coach to talk about things?
Oh, a little bit. You know, not since the start of the NBL season, you know, with our busy schedule and their busy schedule, but leading up into that, I had a bit of contact with Paulie, so fingers crossed, but yeah, hopefully it all goes well.
You'll be playing the Breakers a couple of... You'll be playing the Breakers several times a couple of days before you could be playing for New Zealand, so how's that going to sort of work out as you mix and match your loyalties throughout the space of 10 days?
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, it'll give me an opportunity to show Paulie what I've got still. Hopefully, you know, have a couple of good games, reward myself and you know, get over the line there. It's always great playing the Breakers, you know, they're a bit of a rival for Perth and being from there in New Zealand, you know, it's something I always look forward to. And I think, you know, they're on a bit of a roll at the moment, so not looking too far ahead for us, but yeah, pretty keen to get that one as well.
Have you rated your own form this year as you try to push for that selection?
Yeah, up and down. You know, last week I had a bit of the flu leading into the game, so I was a bit flat. But I like to think I'm making steps every day, coming in here, getting better, pushing the boys, just trying to get us across the team, across the line as a team, really.
Friday night, it's top versus second last, but I guess you don't underestimate anyone.
No, not at all. You know, Sydney have been up and down, but they've definitely got a talented squad that can bring it on any night. And, you know, they haven't quite hit their straps yet, but we don't want to be the team that lets them get going and get on a roll.
Another win would be pretty handy because after that, 4 out of 5 games are on the road.
Yeah, we've spoken about finishing this little home spell we've got on a positive note. We just really got to keep doing what we did against Illawarra and moving the ball and being aggressive and playing as a team.
Your four wins have been emphatic. So have you worked out, has the team worked out or the coach worked out what went wrong in Cairns?
Yeah, we spoke about that. You know, that was on us. We didn't quite have the energy. We didn't bring the intensity. We didn't move the ball and we just didn't put out, you know, what was required to win. We felt like, you know, we let that one get away from us. Nothing that they did, we didn't come and bring it that night. So we've spoken about that and we're not looking to put any performances out like that, effort related again.
You guys have experienced last year what it's like to be under the pump just because of wins and losses. When you get a bit of a break on the rest of the competition, is it important you feel to maintain that sort of a buffer just so that other teams have to fight against expectation and talking about where they sit and all those sorts of things?
Yeah, for sure. You know, last year came right down to the last game for us, so we're not trying to be in that situation again. We're trying to stay ahead of the pack. And with the change in the rules in terms of winning percentage rather than splits on teams, you know, it's even more so important just to keep that winning margin but keep a good percentage as well.